Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Okay, you guys, let's do the housekeeping really fast because I feel like that is something that I just kind of forget about sometimes because I get so on topic. And then I also get super distracted with my neurodivergent, spicy, sexy brain. Okay, that's what happened. So housekeeping, make sure if you want to find all things Brandon Lynette that you are going to brandonlynette.com. Okay, this is my website where we're going to have, you know, ways to reach out to me. Make sure you sign up for my love letter or any kind of news that I drop. I guess we could call it like a newsletter. If I'm ever going to spill the tea, it's in that messenger box. And then make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Share it with some friends because I'm sure they're going to need to hear this just as much as you do. And then leave a review, babes. I don't put commercials in this podcast because for a lot of reasons, but there is a price, and that price is pay to play, share this with people, and reach out to me. I want to know, like, what do you want to hear about? What do you want to be talking about? I'm here to serve you and hopefully, you know, help you step into the potential of who you are. The schedule is kind of crazy this summer. It always is. Okay. It always is. So we're a pretty steady fall and winter kind of podcast with a lot of episodes. So you have plenty to binge. But I did start once upon a time Wealth Check Wednesday, because I think that it's important to be talking about business. And then business broke my heart, like in a million ways. I always say I have multiple streams of income. Well, my multiple streams of income all seem to break my heart at once. And I understand that. I think I've held on to that. I've held on to that instead of, you know, allowing God to close doors and then being open to what's open. Okay. So I'm having I had great conversations with people today. I just want to say that. Like, I had some really great conversations I didn't plan on having today with some incredible mentors in my life and some friends. Basically, I've been on my phone all day, and that doesn't ever happen. I tell you guys, I'm not a phone person. When that bitch rings, I literally, deliberately, intentionally send it to voicemail because I say, that's not for me. That's not for me. So anyway, on the phone today, and, you know, one of the women that I'm talking to is like, Brandon, you have this incredible brand. Like, you have done such a great job. How do we launch it? How do we push it to next level awareness? How do we broaden your audience? I've done a lot of work on Facebook and it's just kind of dead for me, right? And then I went over and I tried to do that TikTok live stuff. I can't spend all day on a TikTok live. Like, I could do my makeup on a live and that's fine. It's fun. It's a great time. But like, to commit every day for hours and hours and hours, it's just not, it doesn't fit my lifestyle. And so I was trying to fit myself in these boxes that just were not meant for me. And so I'm having this conversation today because I asked myself, okay, and by ask myself, it was just one of those talks with God where I'm like, what is it about my brand? Like, I really have a brand. I want you to know what's so funny is that one of my Facebook friends tagged me in a post today and said, I thought you would love this. And it was hilarious. And it was on brand for me. Okay. So I'm like, there's answer number one. And then I had another lady, which I haven't gotten these in a hot minute. I have Sphinx cats. Okay. I'm obsessed with the raw chickens. She sent me a raw chicken video. Okay. Sphinx kitten video. I haven't had one of those for a hot minute. So that was just my, like, listen, your brand matters. So how do we relaunch? Okay. How do we relaunch? And I feel like I want to bring you guys with me. Like, let's do this together, because I guarantee that you are out there struggling, knowing that you need that extra stream of income. And so we're looking for all the shit outside of us, right? We look for all the things outside of us when really, if you want to launch or relaunch your brand, even after the heartbreak, if you're ready to build it back up, it's possible. Does it suck? Yeah, we're starting at ground zero. And I seem to do that a lot in my life, but I'd rather start at ground zero a million and one times than stay in the same place for the rest of my life. Okay. I don't want to be here a year from now. So what do I have to do? I have to commit to some things. Why do you, babe, why do you struggle so much when it comes to creating a personal brand? Because I know I'm not the only person that has told you this. I know I'm not the only person that's bringing this into your awareness. And we're going to talk a little bit about why I think you struggle. Number one, you are lacking clarity and authenticity. You have to have a clear understanding of what your values and your strengths are, what your unique qualities are. And people struggle with self-reflection. That's it. You are struggling with self-reflection. So you're finding it hard to present an authentic self that resonates with other people. Let me tell you my little secret hack to that. I shut everything out. All of it. All of, you know, what I think people expect of me, what I thought I expected of myself. And I just think about who I want to be. And I get down to that core of I'm on a path with Jesus, right? I want to be more like him. So that means I want to be loving. I want to be open, non-judgmental, kind. And I think about how these things can become who I am. How do I become those things? And another thing people struggle with is going to be that consistency. Okay. And that's why we're starting here. Ground zero, consistency. I am very proud of myself that this podcast has been consistent. I, you know, even in the midst of the breaks or whatever it is, we come back full circle. We're here. I show up. We're here. We're doing it. Building a personal brand means you have to be consistent when you're presenting yourself in a specific way on all of your platforms. And to maintain that over time is tough because if you're adapting to changing circumstances or you're holding on to feedback and you're trying to recalibrate and you're seeing what works and what doesn't, it takes time. It takes time. And then you have to be willing to be visible. If you want to promote your brand effectively, you've got to be visible. And a lot of people are finding it hard to put themselves out there. That vulnerability is killing you. And I'm telling you, your mess is your message and use that as your brand. Okay. How did that work for the Dream Big Bitches? Let's see. Once upon a time, bitches. Okay. My first book, this is kind of what set the bar for me as far as what I wanted my brand to be, what I wanted my core business to be, who I wanted to be in the world. And I think about what gets me there. And it was that I was a daydreamer. And I always used to believe in the princess stories that there's a hero. He's going to come save you. He's going to do the things. And I grew up one day and I realized no one's coming to save you. So I take my story. If you have not read my book, go to brandlynette.com, get the fucking book, okay? Once upon a time, bitches. In this story, I show my ass. I show like the most vulnerable parts of who I am and the things that I struggled with. I still struggle with, you guys. We could digress a little bit here. Let me tell you, since I was a child, okay? Because, you know, and I say this as I'm just sharing the story because there is no emotion related to this anymore, right? Like my mom used to say, I love you, but I don't like you. So we're not going to attack her. Okay. This is not like a whole, oh, how could she do that? How could a mother do that? We're not doing that here. I am telling you my truth of what I used to hear. I love you, but I don't like you. To this day. Okay. Like I'm literally on the kitchen floor the other day with my husband and I'm like, listen, you know, we had a conversation the night before and it wasn't us, you know, not aligning. It was just me pouring out all my truth. And I think he didn't really know what to do with that, but I was struggling with people not liking me. Okay. And I just am like, it sucks because the fact that people don't like me is a trickle down effect on my entire family. And so carrying the weight of that, I had to step back and ask myself, okay, because this was my toxic trait is just being so worried people didn't like me. Who could I be to get them to like me? What would I have to do? No, babe, I'm me. I don't have the energy as a mom of six with my hands and fucking everything. Literally, I was told today by Benjamin, I fucking love him to death, but he said, Brandon, you will never have enough time in this lifetime to do everything that you want to do. This is not going to work. It's true. I'm too busy with all these dreams and raising babies and, you know, growing in my spiritual potential. I'm doing these things. I don't have time to be anything but me. That authenticity cannot be faked. And it is one of the most flattering things that anybody could tell me anybody just be like, oh, you're so real. You're just authentic. I love that because I put intention into that. So I can't give a fuck that people don't like me. What I had to do in that moment in the kitchen is like, you know what? The people I'm worried about not liking me, if I really ask myself the tough question, do I like them? Do I like their values? Do I like their beliefs? Do I like who they are as a person? Do I like their energy? And I'm going to tell you guys, it was a big fat fuck no. I don't like them. I don't like them. And that's okay. Can I love them? Absolutely. Do I pray for them? Every fucking day. Okay. Every day I pray for them. I don't like them. I get it. They're not people that I would wake up randomly and be like, oh, I really want to spend time with this person. I would love to hang out. I wish we could go to dinner. You should just come to my house. They're not those kind of people. But here I was getting stuck on my mess. Your mess is your message. Okay. That's what makes it really, really easy. So stop shooting yourself in the foot by being afraid to put yourselves out there. That's it. Do you want to know how many connections I have made because I told my story? You're probably here because I told my story. You have to make those connections, and that's how you leverage social media. Okay. And I get it because you're going to be like, the market is so saturated. Baby, there's only one you. You get this story in your head that you think standing out is difficult. Crafting a personal brand that's unique and distinct, it requires creativity and a deep understanding of your niche. Who do you want to help and why? What do you want to do for them? That was the first question, my first call today with a mentor that I think is incredible. And I just am still in shock that she calls me, okay? Because, like, you know, she's a superstar and I'm Brandon Lynette. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm on the phone with her. This is so wild. You better believe I listen. I listen. And it's exactly what she told me today. Your brand is great. Your brand is great. Look what you're missing. It is the audience. It is the people. Okay. My shift wasn't everybody else's shift. And when you shift, you create a new audience. That's it. You don't keep preaching to the same people. You move on. It's like you tell the same story to different people. People that are stuck are telling the same story to the same people. I see that. It's in my awareness now. So we're going to grow this together. Okay. We're going to grow it together. And I know that, you know, for me, personal branding absolutely involves understanding how other people perceive you. And that can be stressful, but you have to have a thick skin. You have to have a thick skin, and you really have to ask yourself, these people that you're worried about, how they're judging you, what they're saying about you, would you want to be in their shoes? I had a cold wake up the other day because I realized, you know, a couple years ago, someone reached out to me that I absolutely admired, but she used me as a pawn. As a little pawn for a little game. And when it didn't, I genuinely thought she was my friend, trying to be my friend. And the truth came out because it was like a love bombing, but I didn't do what was required of me. And guess who doesn't answer my messages anymore? Will not answer a text. And I asked myself the other day, I'm like, well, genuinely, do I like who she is as a person? No, I got used. I don't. So it's not about going into the room and hoping people like you. It's you deciding who you like. And I like people like me that aren't going to use other people, that will absolutely die on the hill of honesty. Okay. I'm not going to bullshit people and lie about shit to make a quick buck. It will never be me. And if we streamline this into a couple simple steps, we're going to be identifying core values, identifying our audience. We're going to get, you know, clear value. We're going to create consistent elements. And then we're going to set up our online presence. We've got a network. We have to collaborate. How is this going to help you? How, why? Brandon, why do I need a personal brand? Why do I need a personal brand? If you ask yourself that, because you can't just sell a product in a saturated market. You're the magic. Okay. There's only so many people that are going to buy because it's a product and not because it's you. I started my business online with strangers in Facebook groups. Okay. They bought a product from me. You know who continues to buy products from me? The people that got to know me, that got to see who I was, the people that I engaged with and networked with and collaborated with. Those are the people. And it doesn't happen overnight. But if you are willing to put in the work, you will reach your goals. Your brand is the way that people are going to perceive or remember you. It's that thing you think about. There's a couple people, when I see a meme, okay, my friend Chaz, she's like one of my ride or dies. You know, we aren't in touch as often. We've kind of, you know, life is crazy, y'all, but I love her to death. And I guarantee if I see a taco meme, I'm sending it to her. You know, I have a friend who's obsessed with coffee. I see one that I haven't seen her share. I'm like, this is definitely for her. That's what happens. It sets you apart from other people in whatever industry you're in. Okay. Elon Musk is a brand. Apple is a brand. You know how many people are already prepaying for their Apple phone because it's Apple? We don't know what's different with the phone, right? And it doesn't matter if you're trying to excel in your career, be known for a business, become an influencer. Personal brand is everything. This shows your values. It highlights your strengths. It draws people to you. When someone is looking you up online, your brand gives them that quick fix of like, is this person for me? Is this person for me? Oh, that Brandon, she's great, but she has real spicy language. She's not for me. They can see that right away. Absolutely. And they don't waste their time. This is how you express who you are and what your long-term vision is. When your brand resonates with who you are and your values, you attract the people you're meant to attract to. You magnetize the people that are at the core like you. And babe, if you're not using the internet to your advantage to build your brand, you're crazy, because this is going to help you sell anything or sell your courses. It absolutely sets you apart in the industry. And the work you put in is compound, right? People are going to reach out to you knowing this. That is exactly why I'm having this conversation, because it's come to me before. And you guys know I stepped aside from coaching. I'm not doing those classes right now. I really am trying to embrace the idea of not going for absolutes. So at this moment, I don't want to say never. I would never teach these classes again. I'm not going to say that. Absolutes are crazy for me, and it just makes things toxic in my brain. Okay. I'm not going to say never, but they were there. I taught them and it was fun and it was great and it helped me grow. What is step one for us, babe? Like, you're listening to this and you're pumped and you're like, okay, I need a brand. Okay. I need the multiple streams of income. I'm trying to like throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping it will stick. I want to do something intentional. You are the intention. This starts with you at the core, inside who you are. That's where this starts. Okay. It's not anything outside of yourself. It's not about finding the best product, because 20 people are going to sell the best product. They're going to outsell you. They're going to outwork you, but they're never going to be you. And when you can really own up to that, okay. And you guys see me, listen, I'm not a fucking Instagram princess. I don't have the aesthetics. I don't have whatever. And I know that a lot of people don't buy from me for that reason. But guess what? Just as many people that don't buy from me because I don't have that like perfect Instagram princess aesthetic, because I'm not a fake bitch, because I don't sugarcoat stuff, because I don't tell you what you want to hear. A lot of people aren't going to buy from me, but then a lot of people are, because that's who I am. I want you to understand that you matter, and whatever you're comparing yourself to doesn't exist. Okay. You've got to start with your story. This is what drives our world. It evokes feelings. Take people to another world and help them associate themselves to you. How can people relate to you? How did you get to where you are today? What is the why behind that? What is the story that people can resonate with? That's where you start. That's where we start today. You get your story, you create your story. And you should have a brand promise. Like that little cheesy thing I read in the beginning of the podcast of what this podcast is going to do and bring to your life. That is my brand promise. I'm going to help you step into the potential of who you're meant to be. It's a statement that communicates what followers can expect from you when they interact with you or your company. Then you find taglines. Dream big, bitches. Regardless of the business you start or the products you launch, what would be the promise that ties all of that together? I want to help you take massive responsibility for where you are and to step into your full potential. That's it. And then start studying the people that you want to sell to. Who do you want to impact? What do you, what is the message you want received, and who do you want receiving it? What brands in your industry does your audience already follow? What words or phrases are you going to use? And then you start to, I did an exercise a while back asking people to list traits about me that stand out. Do that. Be brave. Do that to people that you trust, not the couch potatoes that are going to talk shit to you and tell you that your dreams are stupid. I'm saying find people that are doing what you love to do, start making connections, and ask them what stands out. Maybe it's your openness, your attitude, you're a great extrovert. Use all of that to your advantage for your brand personality, and then start building your online presence. That's it. Start building it. I love that I have a website. I wouldn't say it's number one on the list. Absolutely not. Not when you can do a Facebook account, a YouTube account, a TikTok account, and you can do all these accounts that are free. Just make sure you have a place where they can get in touch with you, right? And then you want to use things that convey your brand, that convey your personality. Start sending those newsletters and think long term. You have to have clarity on where you want to take your brand and what the purpose is. How is it going to help you in the long term? And in what way would it align with your goals? That's it. And you get to be human. You can define and redefine yourself as many times as it takes. You don't get to trap yourself in a box of your brand. That's it. It's an elevator. It's an evolving, revolving door. Open, shut, open, shut. My brand has changed a few times. Okay. Some of you guys were there in my dark moments of like messing with, you know, the devil's work. It's part of my story. I was there. I freaked out. I knew it was wrong. And instead of cowering and hiding away for the rest of my life out of shame and embarrassment, I just am starting over. I just started over. I just kept showing up. And every day I can only promise that I will continue to move the needle a little bit forward, step into the potential of who I am. That's it. We're going to start doing this together. I want you guys to do this, take this homework, listen to this podcast a few more times this weekend when you're in a quiet room, when you have time to be able to take the notes, because I think this is super important. I think everybody should be building a brand. And not just that, you guys realize like most of your digital online media presence, this is stuff that your kids are going to look back on. So do you want to see them? You want your kids to come back and see how you just complained about their dad being a deadbeat? You're always broke. You're sick. You're poor. Is that the legacy you want to leave and the memories you want to leave them with? I don't think so. I don't think so. I want you every time you're posting to think about what you want your legacy to be when people are looking at this 20 years after you've died. You know, that's important. Think about that when you're starting your personal brand. That's our Wealth Check Wednesday, you guys. I appreciate you jumping in today. I just had a heart attack because I thought I didn't press record on the podcast, but I did. So fuck yeah, we're in business. I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.